Shtoi Sheltunas Rufus also became rich. So Ran says, Shayyab Akiva Makavchoi Bikroi. The Kiva used to get him excited in Psukim, Bifnei case in front of the king, or Mekanto Bedvorim, and he used to get angry there. So Pamachas Bola Beisoy Sar Vezayef, one time he came all very angry, but she came all angry. Omrla Ishtoi. So the king said to his wife, Bifnei Ma Panecha Zayefim, how come today you look so angry? Omrla Bifnei Rabbi Kiva, I'm angry with Rabbi Kiva, She Mekanto Roisi Bechol Yoyim Bedvorim, that he bothered me. Is Omraloi, so he said to her, Eloi, Heik Elokechem, Shalelu, Gashem, Saina Zima doesn't like Zima, doesn't like adultery. Is Utainli Rishur Sviyachaloi say, give me permission and you'll be marshal him. Bidvar Vera. The Nostma Rishur, so he gave her permission, in his kashtar, she dressed up. Vokhalo, Eitzo Rabbi Kiva, she went to Mekiva. Kishro Rabbi Kiva, Isa, Rok Sochakobocha. Rabbi Kiva spit and laughed and cried. Omrloi ma inoch hanoch klas. What are these three things you're doing? How come you're spitting, you're crying, you're laughing? Omrloi, so he said to her, shnayim afrash shlishis leisparish. Two I'll explain to you, third we're not. Rechisi I spit al sheboys matifas rucha. Because you're coming from nothing. From tifas rucha, you come from nothing, from zera. And bechisi I cried al hai shufa the boli bari. The mitzvah, come a time he's going to have to die, his body has to be put on the ground, so his beautiful body will have to go into the ground, he started to cry. For soch, he started to laugh, shetzofa b'ruach ha-kodesh, he saw in ruach ha-kodesh, sha'asidol is gayer, that she eventually, her husband's going to die, and she's going to come a ger, only nosa loy, and the Bekiba is going to marry her. For le rotsa loy adiyah, he didn't want to tell her about that right now. His armu le klum yeshuva, do you have an answer for me? Armu le hain, ochov and his gayra. So Kitzur, do you have an answer? She said no. So she went and became a ger. Vinisus lo Bekiva, Bekiva married her. V'yachnisa lo mom and harbei. Adiktiyav, yeah. And Mela, she had a lot of money from her husband, and all her money that she had from her husband, she bought from Bekiva. Kitzur, another maisa, Bekiva again, got a very big Yerusha, he became very rich. I'm not sure. Could be, yeah. Could be, yeah, right. V'aytu min kitiyav bar shalom. Another case. The Islam is also, the Rashi Sivan just says, there's a story in Avodah Zarah. Some also case like that, that somebody gave him a lot of money. So exactly why the Gemara says that, I don't know, but these are the six reasons why Rabbi Kiva was rich. Right. Ba Rav Gamda Yoyev Dalit Zuzi Lesfonoi. Rav Gamda gave $4 to some sailors. But Yasuya Boin made them to bring him back something. They said, please bring me back something. And Layashkachu, they didn't find what Rav Gamda wanted. But instead, Asyulei behind Kupa, they brought him back a monkey instead. Instead of bringing him the tuna fish, Nachamon, they brought him back a monkey. A Kupa, a monkey they brought him. Is Ishtam so good? But Rav Gamda now got a monkey. It was $4. But Ishtamit, the monkey ran away. So all the Chassi ran into a hole. Is Chofra and Basra, they chased after him. Rav Gamda chased after him. And Askechol the Rava Yamagalaisa, and they found that this monkey was sitting on top of diamonds. As I seen Leila Kula, and they brought all the diamonds to him. So Kitza, there's another mice of Gamda became rich because of this. So I brought the mice before about Rabbi Kiva. So being another mice now also Rav Gamda became rich. Yeah. Right. Omrulei Bas Kesal Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. The king's daughter spoke to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina and said to him, Torah mefuora b'kli mechuar. Like, you're such a big Talmid Chacham, how come you're so ugly? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina was ugly. So this Kesal, the king's daughter had a tain at him. How come Hashem would give so much Torah to an ugly person? Omalei. So he answered her back. I learned this out from your father's house. Even in the king's house, I'll also prove you something like this. The what? The ma manichin yayin. How do you store your wine? How does your father store his wine? Omrulay, so she said back to him, the mani de pachri was poshut earthly kalim. Poshut earthly kalim, that's how I store my wine. Is Omrulay, so Yeshua ben Chanina said to her, Kula Yalma de Pachro. Every normal person also uses earthly kelim to store their wine in. The Yosef Amani, the Pachar, and you also, the king, the daughter of the king, by your house also, they use this. That's how you store your wine. Is also an achisav amani de kaspodava. You should rather store your wine in silver and gold barrels. What are you doing, pushing the barrels? So that's what she did. She listened to him. And Ozla, she went for Roma's Charma. She put all the wine, the money in barrels, the kaspodahaba, from silver and from gold. And you know what happened after a few days? Fusari, all the wine became spoiled. Is Amala. So he said back to her the same thing. Amala. So Yeshua ben Chanin answered back to her, Afa Raisa Kain, the same way with the Torah, that the more posture the kli is, the better the wine stays. Same thing here also, the more uglier the person is, the more he'll be able to learn Torah, the more Torah he'll keep and know. So she asked back, good, you're saying this, Ivoika Shapirin Ugimirin. But I call upon him, I noticed that there are some Talmid Chachamim that look nice. There are some handsome Talmid Chachamim. So according to what you're telling me now, that the Torah only goes into ugly kelim, so there shouldn't be one nice Talmid Chacham. How come just you're ugly? How come everybody, not everybody, but there are a lot of nice people also? So Omar Lo, he answered back to you should know, they have a Sani, if they would have been ugly, have a Gemir and Tvei, they would have learned more. Kitzav Aistais, the more beautiful you are, Chveis, the more Bagaivnik you become, the more you hold from yourself, you have to take out time to take care of yourself, make it look more nicer. So that time you could have been learning Torah. She says, even the nice Talmid Chachamim, if they would be ugly like me, they would have learned more also. That says, Tvei have a Gemirin, Shlayi Yonayim, they wouldn't have been nice, they would have learned more. But a person came in front of Rabbi Yehuda from Nadoi, Ladina to a din Torah. A lady came. A lady came in front of Rabbi Yehuda for din Torah. The ischayftos min dina, and Rabbi Yehuda said she's chay. Whatever the din Torah was, he told the yachay you have to pay the money. Omrolei, so she said to him, Shmu Rabcha hochi donin. Now she had tainest him. Would your Rebbe Shmuel also paskin like this? So Amalah, so Yehuda said back to her, Yodasalai, do you know my Rebbe Shmuel? Amalah, she answered back in, yeah, sure I know him. Gutsa is a short man. For Rabbi Kris, a very fat man. Big stomach he has. And Uchis, for Rabbi Shinei. Chveis, his teeth are sticking out. His long buck teeth he has. That's what she said about Shmuel. As the runs say. Is Omar Law, Rabbi Yehuda said back to her, Lev Zuya Kostis, are you coming to make fun of my Rebbe? Teva Yisa Sobishamta, I'm putting you into a klola. I'm giving you a curse. And what happened to her was, Poka, she burst, or Mesa, she died. Nekayach of this klola. You always say, Yishamtoi, when you give a klola, a curse, Dibur has a power. Just like we always say, when somebody gives a bracha to you, with his dibur, gives you a blessing, brachas happen. The same thing when a Talmid Chacham gives a klala, things happen from it. See, Rabbi Yehuda cursed her, and because of his curse, she died. She busted open, and she died. But then our Mishnah says, Umuta bebeitzas tomita. Again, if somebody made an issa neder, not to have any enjoyment from a tavshol, from food, so he said, our Mishnah says he's allowed to eat thick food. A thick cereal he's allowed to eat. And the Hezbollah, the Gemara studies, because we all, the Tavshal is called something eat with bread. Soft food, eat with bread. But a thick food, you don't eat with bread, eat it by itself. So Mishnah says, who are this type of an egg also you're allowed to eat? The Gemara, my beitzas tomita. What type of an egg is this that you're allowed to eat? Even though you made an isaneda, you can't have enjoyment from a Tavshal. So Shmuel says, Avdo the Ovid law shove alpha dinri. An ever that could make this type of an egg is worth $1,000. How do you make this egg? O Milo law alpha zimna b'maya chamimi. You have to cook it up 1,000 times in hot water. The alpha zimna b'maya kriri, and then 1,000 times in cold water. Could be one and one. Ademis zutra till the egg becomes so small, starts to like shrink. Kihecha de blisis. That you can swallow it down in one shot. So the kids say, you don't eat this with bread. It's Since it's so small now, you could swallow it down in one shot, you don't need bread with it. So therefore, it's mutter. That's Pranah Mishnah. When you make an is on a tavshul is only also with food that you eat with bread. But this egg, since you made it so small, it's just, when you swallow it down in one shot, you don't need bread. Therefore, it's mutter. The Ran says, Kishir, Shardim Yochel of Loya, Kiyachas Bloy Lises. You don't have to chew, you don't have to chew it at all. Just go straight down. The Isa Kiva Sarchala. If you have a type of osa sickness in your body, so Sarchala Rashi learns Hakoyiv Hoyenechas Venisrach Vebeitza. If you have a sore inside you, so when you swallow down this sore, this egg, it would like close up the sore. It Hakoyiv the pain Hoyenechas Venisrach Vebeitza. It gets stuck to this beitza. The Kadmasko, when the egg would leave your body, the Asya and come out. Yoda Asya my Sama Misboyalay. The doctors would know what medicine is your cure now. The guy was sick and he ate this egg. When the egg came out of his body, the doctors were able to look at it and to know what type of medicine to give you. Trashi Kishoy Siyatsim in Aguf. Yoda Yaran, Yoda Asya my Sama Misboyalay. Lefi Mara Shabor, the way they would see the color of this egg now, Hoyamakra Raifa. The doctor was able to tell, Vieza Sam Yisrapa Chayli. That was something special about this egg. The doctor could just look at the color of this egg, and because of that, he could describe a good cure for you. As in my ear. Wait. Over my, and what will cure you? Shmuel have a bodik nafshe bakulcha. Shmuel used to check himself bakulcha. Bakulcha, Ran says, leyadati mahu. It's another type of a food, another type of a grass, a herb. That he used to eat this, and the same thing, when it would come out of his body, he would check it out to see what he's sick from and how to cure it. Vice says, kucha, though, gave him a lot of pain. So the people in the house couldn't take seeing him have so much pain, the pasha, they used to pull out the hair from that. Ran says, Admisan Inche Beisa Lansarin, Shekolka Choyoysa Koleach, Boydegoysa, Shoye Shmuel, Miss Aleph. He became so weak, so faint from it. The Inche Beisa Mateach Saron, and the people in the house had so much sar, felt so bad for him, Hoyosos was clear Sashlem. Pusha, they were untying the hair. So that's how weak Shmuel got. Yeah, alright, turn over. Yeah, Tanan Hossin, we learned over there, Gemara Mishnah and Maisris. Hoyoysin de Klufsin. If people were working the Klufsin, that's these type of special type of figs, is Loyoychab of Nois Sova. You're not allowed to eat other type of figs. Because if you're a poil, if you're a worker, so Lochar is, when you're working a type of food, you're allowed to eat that food. While you're working for the owner, he has no right to stop you from eating. That's what the Torah says. If you have somebody working on your apple tree, the worker has the right to eat from the apples. So it says there, if you're working on this type of figs, lo yachab b'nei sova, the Ran says, minacha sheltenim. It's another type of a fig. U'mishimach lo yachol, shein lo lepoye lechol elamoysa min mamish shoysaboy. The Torah only gives you a head to eat from the exact type of food that you're working with. So if you're working with this type of a fig, you're not allowed to eat other type of figs. Same thing the opposite way. Bevnoi Sova, if you're working with these type of figs, lo yoicha beklufsin, you're not allowed to eat the other type of a fig. For the Gemara, my klufsin, what type of a fig is klufsin? Mino detenu, it's a type of a fig. The avdim menoin lafti, that from this they make lafti. The Ran says, shem tavshol shiltenim, a geshmaka dish made out of figs, some type of a fig kugel, used to make from it. It's called lafti. So tomorrow, who gavros a man? The Yoyev Avdel Lechavri gave over his Eved, his slave, to somebody else. Liagmure to learn Alfa Mina Lafti. How to make 1,000 different types of fig kugels. Guy wants to eat fig kugels. So he sent his Eved over to that person who was a bunkie. How to make fig kugels to teach my slave 1,000 different types. Alfa Mina Lafti. Is Agmure Timne Meya. He only learned 800, that's all. is a husband and Ladina. So he brought to a din Torah. I paid you money to teach my Yevon 1,000 different recipes. And you only taught and made 100. I have a din Torah with you. You didn't do what you told me. Is Asma Ladina Lekayim with the Rebbe? Oh, my Rebbe. The Rebbe said like this. I was saying the warm, our fathers told us, Nasheinu Toiva, that we should be Zaycha to see good. Like he wondered, how come these people cared so much about food? He says, Onu, afilu binuye lorinu. We don't even know what it means for people to be binu, people to be poor. In other words, he saw these people now worrying about, he only has 800 recipes, how to make type of a kugel, it's not enough, that's too much. He didn't like the din Torah, he said, too much tanugim, you're having too much enjoyment here. Rebbe Ovid Lehilula Reb Shimon Berebbe. Rebbe married off his son to Reb Shimon. Rebbe married off his son Reb Shimon. Is Kosova Beis Ginnano? So Rebbe wrote on the top of the Beis Ginnano, top of the chuppah, like Esrin Viabo Alfin Rivuyin Dinrin. Nofkoka Beis Ginnano Dain. For this chasna, I paid $24,000, whatever it was. 24,000 Rivuyin Dinrin. That's how much this chasna cost me. But so far, Rebbe Yechves didn't invite Bakapora. I don't know if he forgot to or he didn't invite him. His omelet, so Bakapora said like this, if Hashem does this to Rebbe, that he's over rotzen of Hashem, not he didn't invite me to the chasna. So he's not doing the right thing. So he's called like he's over the rotzen Hashem. If for a person that's not doing the right thing, Hashem gives him so much reward, is liyoyser ritzoyin alachas kama bakama. Avadim Ravadim to tzaddikim, like that do invite me to the chasna, Avadim Hashem has given them back more and more. So I said, Rebbe heard this, Rebbe took the hint, and Asmanai, so Rebbe went and invited Bakapora to his chasna. Oma, so now Bakapora said like this, Le'yoysar ritzoyne v'olam azeh, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does such nice things to people that do the Rosan of Hashem, hey, now that he got invited to the chasna, he already called them an oyster Rosan Hashem. Now you're doing the will of Hashem. Is kach le'olam habor lachas kama v'kama. Havad is such a person will have a schar in olam habor. Again, exactly what these gemaras means. They're hech v'nyonim here. We're learning poshut pshat here. Right. Yoyma de gemara says now. Yoyma de mechayich be'rebi. The day when Rebbe would laugh, osi perenusa li'alma. Because of that, peronius like punishment will come to the world. As Rebbe was a tzaddik, when he used to fast and be serious. Mashm, his kindness, his seriousness, was able to save the world. But if he was in a matzav of laughing, then he didn't have a credit to save the world, and Hashem then would bring Peronius. Is Omalela Bakapur. So Rai says, Rebbe knew that Bakapur was a batchin. He used to make him laugh a lot. So he told Bakapur, Loi tav tchinun, don't make me laugh anymore. For Yehovna lecho arbin giru yechiti. And if you don't make me laugh today, I'll give you payback 400 barrels of wheat. That's what I'll pay you back. Or aboyim 40. 40 geruya, 40 measurements of wheat. Oh, my lay, so my kapora said back to Rebbe, okay, but lech simar, I want you to